Hello, can you hear me now? Dun, 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 dun. They did a scary thing putting me up here with the mic. Mine is going to be quite a bit longer than that, but it won't be the four-hour version, so that's all I can promise. I'm going to share glimpses of God's faithfulness and hope throughout my life, so as those seem to be major themes in Ruth that I've been meditating on. The first one is that God was really faithful to protect my life before I was even born. So my parents were never married, never dated, never even lived in the same state. It was basically a one-night stand situation, and when my mom found out that I was pregnant, that didn't happen. Just, Nick, can you, yeah, edit that out. When she found out she was pregnant, the plan was to get an abortion, and they went through all these steps to get all the money together, so that was the plan. Surprise, it didn't happen. So neither of them wanted children, but God was faithful to bring me into the world. As my life continued, I didn't have a father. I didn't, like I said, they didn't have a relationship. They didn't continue a relationship. And so I grew up with just my mom and I. Didn't know who my father was. I knew his name. Never saw a picture of him. Didn't know anything about him. But my heavenly father continued to protect me. So I grew up in a pretty rough part of Orlando. There was a lot of gangs, violence, gunfights in my house. I think our house was broken into 5 times. Car was stolen twice. Been in stores while they were robbed at gunpoint. I have 3 older brothers, half-brothers, from a marriage that my mom had before I was born. They were in and out of jail, lots of drugs. They grew pot in our house. I still have never smoked weed to this day, even though my brothers were rolling it right in front of me. But anyway, God protected me from all those things. One little example is alcoholism runs in my family. So my mom died from complications of alcoholism, and actually multiple people in my family have. One time when I was 11, so about sixth grade, I would walk home from school, and I found this big bottle of vodka. It's like, well, I think usually when people drink this, they just drink, like a little bit. My mom's not gonna notice that that is missing from this big bottle. So I think I started with like a half a shot or something like that. The next day I came home and I was like, oh, what did I do yesterday? When I could, oh yeah, I could do that again. That was cool. And so I kept doing that, and I continued probably about 2 weeks. I got to the point where I was drinking probably like 1 to 2 shots a day. And I walked home, and I just, without thinking, like grabbed the vodka bottle, and God intervened, but I didn't realize that that's what it was at the time. And I stopped and went, what am I doing? And I thought, I didn't even, like I just did it without, grabbed it without thinking. And God planted this thought in my head that was, well, how hard would it be to just not drink this right now? Thought, well, that'd be pretty hard. I have to practice a lot of self-control. And I thought, well, if it's that hard after 2 weeks, what's it going to be like after a year, 5 years, 20 years, after I have kids? Okay, put the bottle down. Haven't touched vodka since. Later that year, still sixth grade, was, I jokingly call my midlife crisis, but I've had it already, so I don't need one. But I really was at the most desperate time I've ever been in my life was when I was 12. I was very lonely, felt unwanted at home, unwanted at school, bullied all the time, very depressed, suicidal. But God was faithful to bring bring hope during this greatest time of desperation in my life. And he actually used my mom to put me in a Christian school. So in seventh grade, I started miraculously, because we were on food stamps at the time, so we did not have money to go to a Christian school. But anyway, that's another story. God made that happen. And so I was in a private Christian school, and I was so hungry for the word. I was eating everything up. I absorbed everything that was given to me. I didn't have any friends. I still was the weirdo outcast. But I do remember having very vivid memories that people can be nice. I had never experienced before strangers being nice to each other for no reason. So I remember experiencing that. And I just remember absorbing everything that was laid in front of me. And I really just had the Bible and prayer. And that was it. My mom didn't allow me to go to church. I didn't have accountability, discipleship. I didn't really understand or experience a lot of the things that I was absorbing, but I believed it as much as I could at the time. So I kept trying to pursue God through high school and into college. And what I was, right before I went to college, when I was about 18, I met my father for the first time. And he's an atheist, but strangely enough, his parents were really strong Christians. And I got to know them before they died a little bit. And I was enlightened because I didn't realize that there were so many different Christian views of what the Bible said. I didn't know that there were lots of different doctrines and way to interpret the Bible. And so I got a little bit confused because I had just, you know, soaked in all this stuff, and I was like, but now there are like differing things. So I set aside a significant part of a year, and I encourage all young adults to do this. I set aside a significant part of a year, it doesn't have to be that long, but to pray and really just read the word and press into God and understand what I believe and commit to it. So I did that, and God answered a lot of questions about, like, what does this mean in the Bible? And some things he didn't answer, but he gave me peace about. I have no idea what's going to happen in the end times, but I know God's got it covered. So God gave me peace in the unknown. And then after that, God was faithful to give me the Spirit and assurance. So not long after that, my grandmother, the one I had just met about 2 years before, who was a strong Christian, died pretty suddenly. She was older, but it was sudden. And we were on the way back from the hospital, and we were getting my grandfather settled back into the house. So they were getting him settled in bed, and I walked into her bedroom where she had died, and I just felt the Holy Spirit come over me. And the only thing I can compare it to is kind of like swimming in a swimming pool. I was totally encompassed. I would say like washed by the Spirit. I could feel it, and it was weighty, but I couldn't touch it. But it wrapped up in that was a feeling of complete assurance. And I knew what salvation was, and I knew that I had it. And I was able to very confidently walk from that into the life that God had me. So God, from there, sent me on a journey about a year or two later. I decided I was going to go back to college. And I was like, but I don't really know where I'm going. So I started looking around, and I found this nice little Christian school, and I paid my deposit, and then I was doing my normal prayer, and God was like, nope, you're not going there. And I went, what? Well, it's not like I have extra money laying around, so it's kind of sad that I lost that money. So, okay. Also, where am I going now? So I There was one school that I didn't know anything about, never been to the state. I only applied because the application fee was free. And I kept going back to the website for some reason. And God was like, that's where you're going. I went, what the heck? Why am I going to Kentucky? What is even in Kentucky? I've never even heard of anyone that's visited Kentucky. Well, I didn't have extra money, so I wasn't going to visit. God already told me to go. What's the point in visiting? So I just showed up to orientation. And I also, by the way, had a very complicated financial situation. So I had to wait. I went to school for 4 months before Asbury even knew what I owed. So I jumped into this situation knowing I was going to owe something between $0 and $65,000. And I went, well, God told me to be here. I don't know. But by the way, God provided all that, and I've been debt-free for several years now. At the same time, God sent me to a people. The very first week at Asbury, the first Sunday, I was having lunch with a group, and one of the guys said, I was at church earlier, and I went, oh, what church are you going to? I want to find a church around here. And he said, something, something, Fellowship. Okay, can I visit? Sure. Cool, do you have a car? Yeah. Can you give me a ride? Because I don't have a car. Okay. All right, cool. I'll be there on Sunday. Then a few hours later, my roommate moved in. She was a returning student, so they come, they bypass the orientation weekend, thankfully. And so she showed up and she goes, I go to this church and you're welcome to come anytime, no pressure, but, we'll give you a ride and everything. I said, okay, great. Well, I'm already visiting a church this weekend, but I'll come with you to your church next weekend. She said, okay, what church are you going to? I said, Jessamine Christian Fellowship. She goes, who do you know? I said, Rodney Johnson. Who the heck is that? I don't know. This guy goes, he said he's going to give me a ride. So I've been in the CF churches since my first week at Asbury, and God was very clear to me that I should be here and be committed to these people through Rodney, of all people. and he's told me to stay here until he says go. So what I want to emphasize is where there is death, where there is famine, hopelessness, uncertainty, where there is darkness, God's faithfulness and hope has the greatest opportunity to shine its brightest. So I encourage you, when you feel those uncertain times, when you're struggling, to press into Him, ask where you should go, what He wants you to do, and jump in with both feet. So I've got hours more of stories to tell, so let me know if you want more. The last one? Okay. Where there is death, famine, hopelessness, uncertainty, and darkness, God's faithfulness has the opportunity to shine its brightest.